Hello, this is Rabbi Dave Felsenthal. We're in Mishnayos Yomi, learning Mishnayos Para. Today we're in the seventh perek, Mishnahs 3 and 4. Hamikadosh ba'achas yado, v'osam alacha ba'achas yado. If a man sanctifies with one hand and then performs a malacha with one hand, im lo, if it's for himself, pasul, then it's rendered invalid. Vim la'acher, kasher, but if it's for another person, then it's valid. Hamikadesh lo ula'acher, if he sanctifies for himself and for another, shelo pasul, v'shelacher kasher. The one for himself is pasul, but the one for the other is kasher. Hamikadesh l'shnayim ke'echad, shneim kusherin. One who sanctifies for two at the same time, so both are valid. Since the water is not his, it's not rendered unfit by his malacha, because it's for two other people. Mishnah 4. Kadesh li v'akadesh lach harishon kasher. If he says, sanctify for me and I will sanctify for you, the first one's kasher. Malali v'amale lach ha'achron kasher. If he says, sanctify for me and I will sanctify, I'm sorry, collect for me and I will collect for you, then the last one is kasher. Kadesh li v'amale lach shneim kasherim. If he says, sanctify for me and I will sanctify for you, then both are kasher. Mali li v'akadosh lach shneim psulim. But if he says, collect for me and I will collect for you, then both are apostle. Okay, so we have two men who collected water for sanctification, each for himself, and one said to the other, sanctify for me and I'll sanctify for you. So the one who sanctified first for his colleague is valid because his colleague hasn't performed a malacha until after his water has been sanctified. And once sanctified, malacha doesn't affect it anymore. But the second sanctified for the first is invalid because the first one rendered his water unfit by doing a malacha of sanctification for his colleague before his water had been sanctified. Collect for me and I'll collect for you, right? So then the last one's valid because the first water collected was rendered unfit because the owner of the water performed the malacha of collecting for his colleague before collecting his own and its sanctification. Sanctify for me and I will collect for you. Both are good because the sanctification's valid because he didn't do a malacha afterwards. And the collecting of the water after the sanctification's valid because right after this, his colleague's not going to do a malacha. But collect for me and I'll sanctify for you. It's the opposite. They're both invalid. The collecting is invalid because the water's owner dealt with sanctifying his colleague's water between his own water's collection and sanctification. So it's invalid, the malacha in between. And the proprietor of the water, which had previously collected, performed the malacha of collecting the water for his colleague before his water had been sanctified. Again, malacha making it invalid. Tomorrow we will do Mishnahs 5 and 6.